Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Talk That. I'm Natalie.
I'm Amanda.
And we are K-Junkies.
Welcome. Wow.
And we are back with another episode of Talk That for the month of October.
We're filming it in October. It probably won't be up in October.
Pero bueno, we're filming it in October, so it's October. Okay. I literally titled this K-pop is a mess, LOL.
Okay, yeah, because there's nothing like specific for this episode. We're just talking about some recent shit in K-pop, yeah. Like we usually do, but I feel like that's like the main topic.
Yeah,
right?
There's no personal adventures because there was no concerts or anything this month.
Personal adventures is our dance crew, New Wonders. If you haven't noticed on our channel that we put dance covers up more often now.
Yes.
Not just with me and Nat, but like with our friends. In our group, Seven Wonders, and then New Wonders is a collaborative dance crew that we have where Seven Wonders members dance with outside people from other crews.
Yeah,
and so on and so forth. It's just to kind of like, it's been fun because, you know, we get to dance more now that we have an actual like crew.
In a sense.
We just put it on K-Junkies because it's like collaborative and all that. So if you haven't checked out those covers, you totally should.
Please. We worked really hard on them. They're really fun, though. It is fun to be dancing with people again. And it's always fun doing the production of a cover.
Yeah.
Like the filming, the outfits, the practices. So, yeah, do check out our dance covers. So I know some people are always like, you guys dance? So we've been dancing on this channel.
This time.
We've been dancing on this channel since 2015.
Yes.
But I feel like people never realize because they mostly come for our reactions. So I was like, yes, we also dance.
We do a lot of stuff on this channel,
We actually do. But yeah, moving on to the K-pop news. A lot has happened in October. I didn't include everything, but I included some of the ones that were kind of like, wow, what the fuck?
Okay.
So let's just jump into it. The first thing that happened in October was 5 Pentagon members leaving Cube.
Oh.
Which now feels like ages ago.
Yeah.
But it did happen literally the beginning of October. Mm-hmm. 5 of the Pentagon members didn't resign. And people were kind of wondering, like, is that disbandment? Because, you know, that's a big loss on Cube's half.
So like the trend nowadays with K-pop groups is, oh, we're not all under the same company, but we're still this group. We're still gonna make music this outer. But I feel like they just say that just to say it. Half the time the groups that say that don't actually get back together to do stuff, only like maybe once in a blue moon. Like they're not gonna still be a super, super active group.
Yeah.
Not that Pentagon was that active to begin with.
Yeah, I think their last release was Feeling Like, and then Hui went on Boys Planet, and that was that.
I honestly think Hui going on Boys Planet was the downfall.
Maybe. you would have thought Cube might have maybe tried to capitalize on that, because he kind of was popular on Boys Planet at some point. Then he kind of just dropped from the top 9. I feel like, so they're not disbanding. They said they're not disbanding, still a group. I feel like, as you said, like groups just say that. I mean, maybe we will at least have a Pentagon release once in a blue moon, but they're definitely not going to be active as much as they could be if they were all in the same company. But, you know, more power to them. Cube sucks. We know this for many years now. Cube is hot garbage. So, you know, more power to Pentagon. And if they can at least continue releasing music, even if 5 of them are not under Cube, then, you know, be good for the fans. So that was one big shock. That was like, oh, okay, what the fuck? In better news, though, Chungha finally signed with a new company. She signed under Jay Park's label, More Vision.
All right.
Which is really good news because a lot of her fans were missing her. She was basically on a hiatus after she left her company, MNH Entertainment, which they're not that great either. They have 8turn, though, but, you know, so praying for 8turn. But she finally signed with a new company. She released new pictures. And now people are like, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
We're gonna get that comeback. Which I really hope, because Chungha is such a good solo.
I hope she still like releases cunty music though. Cause I'm gonna be real sad if like we waited all this time and the music's not cunty.
Yeah. We have a countdown coming out, or if it's gonna be out. I don't know if it's gonna be out by the time of this episode, probably not. We did a Chungha countdown.
Yes.
Which we filmed and it's not up yet, depending. And yeah, we do rank her title tracks. And I'm also hoping more for like a snapping Stay Tonight, Gotta Go vibes again, because I feel like
that's her niche.
Yeah.
You know, like I go to her for that, but I feel like other soloists are trying to jump on that sound now that Chungha is missing. So, you know, we got like Somi and Eunbi, I feel like kind of like doing similar sounds to that.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
Conti music. We love Conti soloists.
I do.
But yeah, I'm glad that we'll get Chungha back soon. And I hope she is happy where she is now. Yes. And that she can be happy at that company. So moving on to something that's been going on for weeks. Like, very confusing, but it's the 50-50 fiasco.
Oh.
Now, I can't say much on details because there's so many details. So many sides. So many. It's Attract, it's 50-50, it's Givers, which is I think another company that's involved, a CEO of this, CEO of that. So I'm not going to go into details because it's just so much, like the things that have come out, what the members have said about the company, what the company is saying that's not true, da da da. I just know that now Kina, who is in 50-50, came back to the company.
Yes.
Basically, like, you know, I'm sorry, da da da. So she's back. The other three members, I think their contracts are terminated, and I don't think they're going back from what I know. And recently, Attract announced that Kina will be at the Billboard Music Awards on behalf of 50-50, and that they're planning to regroup 50-50 with Kina. Basically saying they're going to add members. It's giving like Rania.
Yes.
It's giving Rania BP, you know.
Yes.
Basically add new members with Kina and release that as 50-50 once more. Now, I think that's a terrible fucking idea. I think if you're going to make a group or have Kina still in a group, just make a whole new group. Like 50-50 already has, and I get why they probably think, okay, well, 50-50 is attached to Cupid. And Cupid was huge, viral. So they're probably like, they don't want to lose that name and that. But it's just, it's not going to be the same. No,
but it's going to have negative background.
Yep.
Surrounding this new group. And it also like just makes you wonder who is right, who is wrong, who's being shady, who's not being shady. Like, is it shady that Kina came crawling back to the company? Or is it shady that the other three girls left? Or like the fact that they all left and then Kina was like, never mind, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what sounds worse.
Yeah, it's confusing. There's a lot of things on Twitter about it. There's people that have said certain things like, oh, well, if you look at this and you look at that. Like, again, I couldn't read all of it because it's just so much. Like, this fiasco has been going on for a while now. Yeah. I don't know who's wrong, who's right. You know, it just sucks more for the girls because 50-50 was such a promising group. Like, I listen to the music now and I just get sad because they were so promising. Their vocals were amazing. The songs were unique, the concept. And it just sucks that, you know, they like had a viral song and they were going to start promoting it in the US and then boom, shit just hit the fan hard, like hard.
I think it's crazy how like history kind of repeats itself, but like this is kind of like at a whole other level because there's been plenty of K-pop groups that had like a viral song and then either nothing came of it or the company sucked at promoting them afterward and they just like disbanded or they tried and it, whatever. But like, it's just so weird how this one got to the point that it's at.
Yeah.
Of like just so malicious.
Yeah.
You know, like what the hell is happening?
That's why I feel like if you're going to have Kina in a group again, just make a new group. Just make a new name, make a new concept or style or whatever. But it's just like, why attach 50-50 to that? Like 50-50 should just be left as what the four members were and just move away from that. As you said, now there's negative.
Yeah, like I can see what the company thinks.
Yeah.
It will do like, oh, okay, 50-50, people are going to see the name and be like, oh my God, it's this girl group that did Cupid. But it, like, you know, half the people who knew about Cupid probably had no idea who was even in the group. So even if you added three new girls, they wouldn't know the difference. But if you're aware of what's happening, then it's not good.
And a lot of people like obviously are not supporting it.
Yeah.
And then there's, I think from what I've seen, obviously from what I've read, there's a lot of like torn sides in Korea about it, about a lot of some people are not supporting the 50-50 members, some people are not supporting the CEO. So I feel like if you keep 50-50 attached to it, like it's just not, like nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. So,
oh my God, it's like when Cube trademarked Beast.
Yeah.
And then they still had Hyunsung in the company, but Hyunsung wanted nothing to do with Beast. But they wanted to regroup Beast and keep the name Beast with Hyunsung. And obviously it never happened because Hyunsung wanted no part of it.
Never happened. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Kina it'll be interesting to see her at the Billboard Music Awards and whatnot. So we'll see what happens with that. Another thing with companies, there's a lot of like little company things going on. Kyungsu in a new solo company. That was fun. So Kyungsu is now starting his own solo company with another guy named Kyungsu, someone who's been with EXO since basically the beginning of EXO's career. That's why it's called Susu Entertainment. I love it. I think it's super cute. So yeah, it's Kyungsu and Kyungsu together. And of course, SM released a statement saying that he's obviously EXO activities will still be under SM, but that Kyungsu will be doing his own solo thing. And SM has stated too that the members are free to make their own companies, but they have to make the companies themselves. Like, they can't join another company for solo stuff.
They don't want other companies to have them.
Because it was rumored that SC was going to join a company for solo activities, like together. And then they were like, no, that's false. So really weird. SM. SM's just, I think SM is so desperate not to lose X.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny seeing them kind of squirm and being like, oh, like, which is crazy because at one side, like, their promotion of EXO has just gone downhill, obviously, since EXO's peak. SM has sucked at promoting EXO. But at the same time, they don't want to lose EXO. They're like, no, please, like, individually or whatever, you know, like, they just don't want to lose them. So it's really funny to see them kind of squirm because we had the CBX ordeal, which they gave into CBX. And then Baekhyun said he was going to start a company, but then SM said that wasn't true. But I'm pretty sure it's true. I don't know. SM's just weird. It's like they act like they don't know things, but they probably do, you know? They're dumb. I don't know. Being an SM, like an SM stan in the sense of like not the company, but the groups, it's hard. It's hard being an SM stan sometimes.
Especially an EXO stan right now. I feel like it's just constant like company, company, company. Like
it's just,
like,
it's just like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's going to happen. But then Chanyeol came out with Good Enough. That made everyone feel better because Kyungsu was...
It was just a little band-aid, you know?
It was like Kyungsu and Baekhyun and Chen. It was a little like, ooh. But I know regardless, EXO will stick together. So I'm happy for Kyungsu though. He's so successful like as his own person that like I feel like it'll be good for him to do his solo stuff while being with EXO like under SM. So it's like, you know, shared custody, I guess. So it wasn't bad news. It's like, yay, Kyungsu. I hope the other members will start making their own companies too. That'd be cool.
I feel like Sehun and Chanyeol would definitely do it together. I don't see Sehun doing that by himself.
So, no, I think
he's such a baby. He has to be with Chanyeol's baby. Chanyeol holds his hand. Like,
yes, I agree. All right, and to end the K-pop news on a banger, G-Dragon. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to like make a Big Bang joke, but G-Dragon. So G-Dragon is now being investigated for doing drugs. And as second-gen fans, we're not really surprised. to make light of the situation per se. But this isn't really the first time that G-Dragon kind of got in trouble with drugs. Maybe not to this scale. But if some people remembered back then when Big Bang went to Japan for something, he accidentally... as he said, accidentally, smoked weed, I think. I don't think he knew what it was, he said. But when he came back to Korea, they found it in his system and that became a whole thing. And YG was good at kind of covering that up because obviously G-Dragon's career never got affected by it. Like, you know, some idols like Ilhoon or like other idols, they'll do weed and then it just completely fucks their career.
YG is really good at covering things up.
Yes, YG is good at covering things up. And if you're a second gen stan, you would know that very... very well that they cover shit up. So G-Dragon didn't really lose his career after all that. I mean, Big Bang has done, all the members at some point have done it, besides Taeyang. Korea's like, Taeyang is the most reputable member
literally,
of Big Bang.
He just has a wife.
He's just there.
He's just there.
But they've all done stuff. So yeah, not surprising. And then what did G-Dragon say? Because he came out with a statement, right? And the first part of the statement really made me laugh.
I have never done drugs before.
That's what he said. Whatever, maybe he's innocent in the situation. I don't know.
No, he said
he never did drugs before, I was like, that's
look,
BS.
Look, that's BS. First of all, even if he, that incident that you spoke on about how he accidentally smoked marijuana once, which like we're not here saying marijuana is bad.
Oh, obviously for us.
Obviously, it's not. Korea is so against it for whatever reason. He's very well aware of that. So yeah. As an idol, you need to be careful.
Yeah, as an idol, you should know.
I just don't understand that excuse of like, I didn't know what it was. So you're just taking things from people with no knowledge of what it is and just smoking it?
There's a lot of clips of like recent, like him recently at airports where he kind of is acting like erratic. And it's and people were even comparing like his speech now to like his speech back then, where like he be interviewed, he'd talk more like eloquently or whatever. But then recently he's like more slurred. I didn't see the clips. I saw the clips of him acting a little weird at the airport. I didn't see the clips of him talking. So people are like, and I'm sorry, but as a second gen stan, Big Bang, not surprising. Not yeah. surprising with Big Bang. Big Bang has done obviously a lot of shit.
Like, they've gone into
a lot
it.
Of scandals, minus Taeyang, I believe. Every other Big Bang member has gone into scandals.
Bad scandals.
So honestly, we'll see what happens with the outcome, if G-Dragon is innocent, if he's not. But again, we were not really surprised at all.
If you were to tell me G-Dragon really has never done drugs in his life,
I'd be more surprised.
I would be shocked. Back then on Tumblr, we called him G-Dragon. I'm not even fucking
on
kidding.
On Tumblr?
Yes, on Tumblr. That was the joke. Because he definitely
did stuff.
Was doing shit. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
We'll see. We'll see what the outcome is. Maybe he is innocent. I don't know. I was here like, man, we'll get a new G-Dragon album. And then it keeps... No, my favorite, we didn't say it, but my favorite was YG's response. That they were like, difficult to answer. He's not in our company anymore. Which
problem.
Is true. He's not. They can't cover him up anymore.
Why did they even ask? Whatever.
I guess because he was still recently. I don't know.
But I know like we've been nostalgic of like, man, you know, I miss like G-Dragon and like his quirky solos. And like, it was like... It was like you had to be there, and unfortunately,
Big Bang in general,
it ain't gonna happen again.
Like, besides Taeyang, like,
even if G-Dragon came back, I don't think it'd be that type of music
the same anymore.
No.
I guess we'll see. We'll see if he even will come back after this. So that was kind of like the whole spiel of K-pop news. There was obviously probably other things here and there, but yeah, K-pop's a mess. Like,
insane.
There's like good and then bad, and then good and then bad, and then good and then bad, and it's like. But anywho, let's talk more also about the other aspect of K-pop music.
Woo! Yay!
Recent albums we've been listening to that have come out. Obviously, I listened to Triple S Evolution's new album, Mujuk? Mujuk? The other one was Muhan, and this one's Mujuk. It's so weird. Mujuk? Mujuk. I feel like that sounds correct.
How fan are you?
I don't know.
You don't even know the name of the album.
Pronunciation. They're weird album names. It's because they're symbols. So that was that album. Obviously, I loved it. They have... Definitely a very niche sound to them. I feel like at this point, they're like whimsical, magical, soft vocals.
Yes.
And I feel like it suits all the girls. I feel like it suits Triple S as a whole. So obviously, I really enjoyed it. Also, TXT's new album, The Name Chapter Free Fall. Oof!
Yes.
Now, I don't fuck with boy group albums that much.
We know.
But that album, I listened like from start to finish. I was like, this is a really good fucking
stuff.
Album.
Halfway through, I thought the album ended and that my Spotify just started playing other songs, but then I was like, oh, this is still TXT.
Yeah, it was very like some songs were very like, ooh, this sound is very like unique or different, I guess, in K-pop terms. So I really enjoyed it. And then the other album that I listened to was IVE's new album, IVE Mine, which I thought was a good album as well. Their full album for I Am was great. So I feel like overall, like IVE's discography is really solid. And they definitely also have a sound to them that's very, like, to them. So I really enjoy this album, too. I liked Holy Moly.
I know that song.
Yeah.
Holy Moly. I can't take it seriously. But like, it sounds like a really good song, but, like, once they say...
Holy Moly.
Holy Moly. Because I feel like Holy Moly is, like, a quirky phrase
Holy
to
Moly.
Use.
Yeah.
So it's the song style and the phrase just don't really go well together. But the song's good.
And then song recommendations. I have two song recs from those albums that I listened to. My first song recommendation is Heavy Metal Wings, which is in the Triple S Evolution album. Really good song. I honestly, it's funny because it's the more sentimental sounding song in the album, but there's something about the vocals and the chorus that I really enjoyed, and it's definitely my favorite B-side off that album. So I recommend that one. I also recommend TXT's Growing Pain from their new album. Love the song. I actually heard it first on TikTok. Like, the sound came up and I was like,
very
rock
Evanescence.
Linkin Park Evanescence vibes. No,
the moment you played it, I was like, this is so Evanescence. I can totally hear Amy Lee singing this song.
I love it. Like, we just love like rock music because we also grew up with that sound. So I love when K-pop groups do it. So when I heard that, I was like, this is the B-side. And I fell in love with it. So yeah, I heavily recommend those two songs. I feel like they're great. And Amanda has no recommendation.
I don't listen to music very often because I'm always editing. So I have to listen to that.
Has there been a comeback that you've really liked recently?
I like TXT's comeback.
Oh, Chase. Okay, but you can recommend that you really like that comeback, even though everyone probably knows it, but...
Exactly. I mean, everyone knows Growing Pain for sure, too.
Oh, that's true.
That was probably the most popular song on the album.
Yes, Amanda really likes chasing that feeling. She likes to chase
that feeling. I like to chase that feeling.
That was a really good comeback,
it really
to
was.
Be honest with
I feel
you.
Like people are not hyping it up as much as Sugar Rush Ride, which is really sad to me, but, you know, whatever. More for me.
It, honestly, I think it's one of my favorite releases of this month.
I agree.
Like, I remember us hearing, we're like, this is Song of the Year.
So good. It's definitely up there.
So, that wraps up our episode for Talk That. Kind of a mini episode, you know, not much going on, not much to talk about, but still enough to discuss and anything that you guys were interested in. I hope we talked about it. Next month, we are going to Everglow's concert, which they're coming to St. Petersburg, which is really random.
Which is basically Tampa.
We will be there at that concert. We will be there. Excited to see that, you know, Everglow's coming, and hopefully more K-pop groups will come to Florida.
Please come to Florida.
At Orlando. I will take it. I will literally take Orlando, St. Petersburg. It doesn't have to be Miami.
As long as it's not past Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, preferably. Don't make me drive that much.
Don't make me go to Jacksonville. Please, bring more groups because Chu's coming, but I can't go because it's Atlanta and it's next to Christmas time.
No, it's literally the day before my birthday.
Yeah, it is the day before.
Which is like, I'm sorry, Chu, but I'm not going to go to Atlanta for my birthday.
I'm sorry, Chu. Yeah, Chu, what the
not happening.
Come to Miami for Amanda's birthday.
Yeah, see, if it was, that's fine. Because it's the day before.
Yeah.
But we would be stuck driving home. On my birthday.
No, I would take the flight. I would take a flight this time. But yeah, so we're doing Everglow and we'll see what more K-popness happens for the month of November.
So thank you guys for listening to this episode of Talk That, even though it was a short one. Make sure that you're subscribed to our channel for more videos of Talk That, as well as other stuff on our channel. We do reactions, we do countdowns, we do other miscellaneous type of videos, and we do dance covers.
Yeah.
So yes. Make sure you're subscribed. And while you are at it, make sure to check out our Ko-fi, where you can request videos. So basically, we have a tab on there. It's literally called Request. And on there, you can see what type of videos you can request individually. So go ahead and check it out. If there's anything specific that you want us to talk about in Talk That, that's an option. Podcast topics, K-Countdown. Title track rankings for certain group or artists or reactions and so on and so forth. So make sure to check out our Ko-fi for that.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, watching, and supporting. See you next time on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.